Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is 5 minutes with Mike for April 12th, 2017. So, you know my theory on cars. You know, generally I like to drive older cars that are inexpensive, and instead of worrying about, you know, oh, well, I gotta have a reliable car and go spend tons of money and have car payments and all that stuff. Instead, I buy old cars, and then I just make sure I have spares. So you've heard that theory before if you listen to me at all. But just picked up another, I'll call it a beater, another vehicle. This time it's a 2000 Ford Ranger four-wheel drive. So it kind of reminds me of my old Mazda four-wheel drive truck that I had for so many years. This is one of those deals where a friend of mine had it sitting in her driveway and says, hey, I want this out of here. And I said, well, what does it need? And she didn't know, but it had something going on with the front end of it. So she had it towed to the shop in her hometown and come to find out it was a wheel bearing. So we had the wheel bearing fixed and needed a battery, so I brought a battery with me when I went to pick it up last Saturday, and threw a battery in it, and got it going, and drove it up here to Traverse City, and I got it all fixed up, ready to go. It's roadworthy now, and needs an exhaust system, needs a little bit of minor rust repair, you know, underneath the doors, and couple other spots, and, you know, nothing serious. It's not all rotted out. So slowly but surely I'll get that put together, but the price was right, so I've got another car. And it's kind of fun, you know, driving older cars. I've got an old minivan. We've got an old Cadillac Escalade that we used to pull our camper. And, you know, all these vehicles are, you know, in the 150 to 220 thousand mile range. They're not super pretty. Got a little bit of rust here and there. Got little things wrong with them. But guess what? They're fairly reliable. And if they're not, I got extras. So works out pretty good. Of course, my wife's driving a nice Toyota Highlander. That's a whole different story. But it worked out pretty good. We did end up getting rid of the Subaru. In fact, the person I got the truck from bought the Subaru from us, so she's happy with that, and that's a nice car for her, and we didn't really need it. I was going to drive that as my daily driver, and I just got to thinking, you know what, my van's comfortable, you know, it's kind of like an old pair of tennis shoes, you know, it's just comfortable, and as long as it stays reliable, it's great. The other thing with some of these vehicles, some of them are worth fixing, and some of them aren't. So, you know, as long as you have that mentality, it's okay to drive the older car. See, I don't, you know, if I go on a long trip, you know, somewhere, usually I'll rent a car because it's cheap enough to rent a car. I think I can get one for $25 a day, you know, a little Ford Focus or whatever the little Chevy is. Not the super little ones, but, you know, kind of the normal little cars. And that's fine for what, you know. Usually when I'm traveling, it's, you know, traveling down to the home office down in Columbus, Ohio, or traveling to Chicago, or, you know, something like that where it's, you know, 5-6 hours away, something like that. And, you know, if I need a you know, for sure reliable car, I'll go rent one. It's a whole lot better than paying $500 a month for a car payment or $300 or whatever, you know. And funny thing is, you know, if you buy a brand new vehicle, in 5 years, you got another old vehicle. Well, why don't you start with one that's 5 years old that you can pay for, and you're much better off. Or in my case, 17 years old. Actually, the van's not that old. It's only a 2006, but it's got a ton of miles on it. But suffice it to say, I'm kind of happy that I got yet another spare, and slowly but surely, I'll get it fixed up. That's the other thing. When you have more than one older car, you can afford to have one of them down for maintenance. You know, it's like when I was in the Air Force. You know, we had usually at most bases I was at, they had somewhere around 75 airplanes. Well, they didn't fly all 75 of them at once, so it was okay to have a couple of them sitting around waiting on maintenance. And that's the same theory I have here, only a whole lot cheaper. I think F-111 was going for $15 million or $20 million. That's cheap for airplanes. Anyway, I'm over my 5 minutes. Just thought I would check in here. Catch me later.